Saint Manuel Gonzalez Garcia was born in Seville, Spain on the 25th of February 1877. He was born into a deeply religious family, and in this environment, Manuel grew up serenely and with illusions, which he could not always see come true. However, there was one that he did achieve, and that would leave a mark on his heart. Being part of the famous Six of Seville Cathedral, a group of choir boys who danced on the solemnities of Corpus Christi and the Immaculate Conception. Already then, his love for the Eucharist and his love for Most Holy Mary were consolidated. His family's Christian experience and the good example of priests led him to discover his vocation. He entered the Minor Seminary of Seville on September of 1889, where he wrote, "If I would be born 1,000 times, 1,000 times I would be a priest." He was ordained by Blessed Cardinal Spinola, the founder of the newspaper El Correo de Andalucía, where he worked when he was still a seminarian. On the 29th of September 1901, he celebrated his first Mass at the Church of the Holy Trinity and entrusted himself to the intercession of Mary, Help of Christians. Saint Manuel was sent by the Archbishop of Seville to Palomares del Rio, a beautiful and secluded village of Aljarafe. But upon his arrival, no one came out to meet him. The church was greatly abandoned, filled with dust and dirt, cobwebs inside the tabernacle, and torn altar cloths. This poor, abandoned tabernacle taught him far more about the love of Jesus than his long years of theological study. Theology had taught his brilliant mind the science of faith in Jesus Christ, but now the tabernacle taught him the science of the love of Jesus Christ. It is a science learned more by the heart than by the intellect, a science infused directly by the Eucharistic heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of the Virgin Mary. The church's lack of cleanliness was the sign that manifested a total absence of faith and love in the living presence of the Lord Jesus in His Eucharist. But instead of discouraging him, this spiritual crisis motivated him to devote all of his energy to leading souls to the fountain of love in the Blessed Sacrament. Upon seeing this situation, he knelt before the altar and thought about the many abandoned tabernacles in the world. This prompted him to start the Union Eucharistica Reparadora. During the first years of his ministry, he devoted himself to zealous pastoral work to develop a deep faith and a great love for the Blessed Sacrament. In 1905, at the age of 28, he was assigned to Huelva. He found himself in a situation of remarkable religious indifference, but his love and ingenuity opened ways to patiently revive the Christian life. Being parish priest of the parish of San Pedro and archpriest of Huelva, he was also concerned about the situation of needy families and children for whom he founded schools. At the end of 1912, Father Manuel had a private audience with Pope Pius X. The Holy Pope showed great interest in his work and his luminous Eucharistic devotion. On December 6, 1915, Pope Benedict XV appointed Father Manuel Auxiliary Bishop of Malaga. He celebrated his appointment by inviting the city's poorest children to the banquet, not the authorities. 3,000 children attended the banquet and then accompanied him to the Episcopal Palace. In 1931, at the time of the proclamation of the Republic, a revolt destroyed his residence by fire. The bishop was forced into exile in Gibraltar and then returned to Madrid in 1932, from where he attempted to govern his diocese. He was later appointed Bishop of Palencia by Pope Pius XI in 1935. During his visit to Zaragoza in 1932, he fell seriously ill. He was transferred again to Madrid, where he died on January 4, 1940. Before leaving, he stated, "I ask to be buried near the tabernacle, so that my bones after death, just as my tongue and pen during my life, may say to those who pass by, Jesus is here. Do not go away. Do not leave him abandoned. Immaculate Mother, Saint John, Saint Mary Magdalene, take my soul into eternity with the heart of Jesus in heaven. Saint Manuel Gonzalez Garcia, pray for us.